The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. And it will come to pass, when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you will call them to mind among all the nations, where Yahweh your God has driven you, and will return to Yahweh your God, and will obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your sons, with all your heart and with all your soul, that then Yahweh your God will turn your captivity and have compassion on you, and will return and gather you from all the peoples, where Yahweh your God has scattered you. If any of your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of heaven, from there Yahweh your God will gather you, and from there he will fetch you. And Yahweh your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you will possess it. And he will do you good and multiply you above your fathers. And Yahweh your God will circumcise your heart, and the heart of your seed, to love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. And Yahweh your God will put all these curses on your enemies, and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you will return and obey the voice of Yahweh, and do all his commandments which I command you this day. And Yahweh your God will make you plenteous in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers, if you will obey the voice of Yahweh your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, if you turn to Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment which I command you this day, it is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up for us to heaven and bring it to us and make us to hear it that we may do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us and make us to hear it that we may do it. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. If you obey the commandments of Yahweh your God which I command you this day to love Yahweh your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you will live and multiply, and Yahweh your God will bless you in the land where you go in to possess it. But if your heart turns away and you will not hear, but will be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce to you this day that you will surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you pass over the Jordan to go in to possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore choose life that you may live, you and your seed, to love Yahweh your God, to obey his voice and to stick to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.